Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother Milad Muhammad live on your Blog Talk Radio, coming to you at 7 o'clock p.m. Tuesday evening, Ramadan Kareem Mubarak to all of you out there in radio land. Yes, brothers and sisters, this is the month of Ramadan, and we try to enlighten you on the month of Ramadan because it is a beautiful month. It's a month that comes 9 months, and we fast from sunup to sundown. And most people don't understand what all that means. It's okay, those who are not in Islam, but you are a Muslim by nature. You're just not in the religion of Islam. But nevertheless, I want you to understand that we fast, meaning we're up at 3 o'clock and we're eating our suhoor meal, and just so we can have something in us, and drinking water with lemon is good. Therefore, you can begin your fast. But before it begins, we make our prayers, which is our Fajr prayer. And on this radio show, we have taught millions of people what is Fajr and what that prayer means. And tonight I don't want to reiterate that because it will take a great deal of time. I want to get to some things that allow you to understand the ninth month. And then 3 months later, what completes our calendar, our Islamic calendar, where we are to Hajj. And that eve is the most important eve, is the biggest eve. But this eve coming up, we celebrate the struggle that we go through the holy month of Ramadan. Is a blessing. And there's so much I can speak about that it can take a whole month, that we give you a little enlightening on what is the month of Ramadan. Now, you got to understand, brothers and sisters, that even though we are in the religion of Islam, it does not mean that everyone can grasp what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for us through His Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah. Perfect example in representing what Allah wants from us as human beings. But the reason why we African Americans lose out on the blessings that Allah has given us, and I sometimes try to instill in us that we procrastinate, we deviate, we hesitate, and more important, we get off the track. Why? Because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him and grant him paradise, he used to say, unlikes attract, and attract repels. And it does. When you're attracted to something, you're spellbound. And more important, you standing still, meaning still means you can't move, you can't go nowhere, you can't do anything. And I also taught the difference of what still means, used in the Quran, that Jesus was still, he was nailed to the cross so he couldn't move. It just means that you are nailed to the understanding of what is the cross, and you can't move. The body can't go anywhere unless it's riding in an automobile or on a train or a bus or even flying. That's the only way you can move. But that's physical. And I always said to you all that Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify his name, is not trying to teach us anything that is physical. And tonight, I want to try to prove that Allah is not physical. But the physical gets your attention. And that's what we see first is the physical. So you observe men and women that comes from foreign countries, and you have no clue, none whatsoever. You have no clue. Allow me just use a metaphor. When you teach your child as a Christian, and surely I was a Christian, I know about Christianity not as well as I know now. Why? Because I study the Christians and their book, the Injil, and I found out if you don't comprehend it, then you will not get it. You have Muslims that think that the Injil, the Bible, the gospel is taboo, especially outside this country. But they don't have no clue. Allah permitted it. So if Allah permitted, there's a lot of good in that Bible. But you don't comprehend. You take it physical. So if you take it physical, yes, you will deny it. But you have Christians that stomp down Christians, but they don't take it serious neither. They just read, and they pick out what they want. Keep that in mind. They pick out what they want, but they don't understand simple things like thou should not drink. My God, they drink, but yet they say they're Christians. But alcohol is an intoxication. And that intoxication takes that divine mind that God gives you, and you lose the sense of who you are. And the liquor does that. It's the number one trick of Satan. So you should not indulge in alcoholic things because it changes your whole thought process. And if it touches your thoughts, and it prize you from not being able to, but then it's a sin. That is a sin. So God says stay away from and gambling and game of chance. You see that? Game of chance. Gambling to you is rolling the dice. Gambling to you is playing cards, playing numbers. That's gambling to you. But God is not talking about that kind of gamble. You gamble with your life. Your life is important. You're the crown of creation. You're the Khalifa, but you gamble with your life. Now, if you say to yourself, alcohol, what do it does? Well, you know you have fantasies. A lot of y'all have fantasies. I have fantasies that you fantasize things that you would like to have or you would like to be. That comes across your mind. But when you're in your right state of mind, you fantasize some good things. But yet that gin is in you and you fantasize some freakish things. Yes, the word freak. You become freakish in the sum of the word that I want to do this. I want to have more men at one time. I want to be a part of an orgy. I want to do drugs and et cetera. See that? But because you're in your state of mind, something says to you, and that's the right side of your mind, the angel on that right saying, don't do that. Something tells me not to do it. So therefore, you don't do it. But you fantasize it. But when you drink alcohol, when you get high, and that's everything is under that umbrella, alcohol, whether it's drugs, coke, wet and dip, you name it all. That comes under alcohol. Why? Because all of it intoxicates your mind. So now you're intoxicated. And all of a sudden you do the things that you always wanted to do. But when you finish and you realize you finished, that you're intoxicated, that you say, oh, my God, I don't want to drink no more because look what it made me do. Do you not know that before a young man called Blood Crip, or just a gangbanger, whatever he want to be. He can't do that until what? Until he gets high. He has to get high because why? It changes his mind. It allows him to do what Satan, that jinn, you know, we all got the jinn in us, that tells us this is what you're supposed to do. And so when you come down off that high, when you're in your own bedroom, when you're in your tub, you feel bad, don't you? Oh, yes, you do. Why? Because you're back in your original mind that God has created you. Things you are not to do. Why? You're high. You will curse someone out. You will cut someone. You will shoot someone when you're high. You'll kill a person in an automobile. Because why? You're high. There's two officers, very successful officers. And one was getting married, got married, and got in his sports car, and they speed. And they found out they was going too fast, hit a tree. Both of them died. But there was alcohol. The only reason why they're not magnifying that, because they want you to think they're saints. Let me get to that point. You see, that is the physical. Now let's deal with the mental. Oh, Jesus is God. And the next two thing to God, and the only way you're going to get to Jesus is you have to go to the priest. Yes, the priest is the next thing to God. You sure, mama? Yeah, one, I teach you that. Whoa, four, the mother teach him that at five, teach him that at 10. And then the priest, what do? He bends your son over. Now, you know what I'm talking about. They're abusing boys. They abuse because why? You taught them that that was the closest thing to God. Now, that's in Christianity. But in El Islam, do you think we don't have Satan walking around in El Islam? Sure. What do? He teaches you that Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, is different than all of us. Different. So some of them brings him up as he's the closest thing to God. Physically, closest thing to God. And so therefore, they trick them and con them that Muhammad the prophet, prayers upon himself, said, do this, do this, do that. And they worship them. Some consciously, some unconsciously will worship the prophet. Because why? They want to send you to La La Land. Now, I want to tell you this, brothers and sisters. We've been taught in the Holy Quran. Tell them Muhammad. He would not let Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. He would not let the prophet leave here without telling them. Tell them, Muhammad, what I said. I'm a mortal human being just like you. What did you miss? What did you miss? So the ones that claim they in El Islam, that jinn got them tricking you. Just like the Christians been tricked, you've been tricked. And because you ain't in your right state of mind, you're out of your mind. Why, they got clicks going on, and they can't see it. They so deaf, dumb, and blind. They can't see it. They can't see there's clicks that separate us. Did you not know I have talked to men and they choose what masjid they're going to go to? Because to them, you, because you the imam, and you, because you give them their own school of thoughts, feel, oh, that is not the right way. How is it, brothers and sisters, that one comes into this religion? Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, grant him paradise. I'm a student of Imam Wallace D. Muhammad. Imam Wallace D. Muhammad is the one who brought most of us to the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that was a gift that we didn't need a foreigner. One was raised amongst us, and nobody can take credit for it, including his daddy. Other than Allah used his seed. Other than his mama, Allah used his womb. Now, do you worship? Tell me. Because that man planted the right seed in his wife. Did you not know that the father of Prophet Muhammad, prayers, peace be upon him, there's no way in the Holy Quran says you're supposed to worship him. You can thank Allah, that he used his father, but you don't even know his name. Well, he's Ibn, so you do know he's Ibn Muhammad. Okay, so he was Muhammad. However, Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, never told you to worship his father, his mama. So his father passed away in his womb when he was in the womb of his mother. So there's no way you can worship his father. Allah removed him. He's gone. He gets the credit. Who? Allah gets the credit. But the mother carried him. She gave birth to him. Tell me what her religion was. You can't say Al-Islam because it didn't even exist. But you didn't know her birth. You don't even know what she looked like. But he loves his mama. But he never told you to worship his mama. So how is it that we worship him? We don't worship him, not those who's balanced, but they know that you worship Jesus before you came. Before you came to Al-Islam. You dicker with bees before you came to Islam. You practiced idol gods before you came to Al-Islam. Oh, you was physical. And when we followed the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with the crown of paradise, we was physical. Because you had to see the physical before you can get the intellectual. Don't you get it? Don't you see it? So therefore, when you push people to worship others like they doing now, don't go to that masjid because that other masjid is different than that masjid and that school of thought is different than that school of thought, so you're all confused and you're not progressing. You're not evolving. And this is the holy month of Ramadan, the month in which the Holy Quran was revealed to Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. So it's more than just abstaining from food. And that's what I like to teach this evening, that this is not a physical thing, brothers and sisters. With all this going on in society, you really think it's food. You really think that you have to tell somebody you fast prove that you're doing something. But yet, no one can tell if you fasting the way you conduct yourself as a human being, as a person who's supposed to have good character. Something is wrong with this picture, and you will not get back in your skin. What I mean by that is that here you don't love each other, you don't care for each other, but yet I want you to think about this. Because we want to give credit to who brings this broadcast. But I want you to think about this. Isn't it amazing? It's amazing that you can go in these foreign countries. And I don't need to take time to tell you which one. Just go and read. Turn on your TV. Turn on your radio. And all these Islamic countries, I'm talking about, the ones that is dominated by Al-Islam, all of them got problems and major problems, unbelievable. If it's not war, if it's not explosion, if it's not suicide bombing and terrorists, if it's not women being raped, if it's not children being kidnapped, if it's not one country fighting another Islamic country, if it's not trying to control the resources of each country, how is all this coming to now today is a new where, is a new saying, is a new whereabout. It's called radical Islam. Radical Islam. Isn't that amazing? Radical. The only reason why I don't get upset with it is because you're not going to find that word in the Holy Quran as Islam. You never hear them say Al-Islam because, one, they don't know any better, and I believe that's the will of Allah. You're not going to touch the religion that he created. So what do you call it? Islam. Instead of saying Al-Islam, you say radical Islam. So it doesn't apply. it doesn't apply, brothers and sisters. You don't understand that Satan is tricking you, conning you, and yet, you don't even know that Satan, Iblis, you know Iblis? You know Satan, brothers and sisters? Are you ready for this? He serves Allah greater than you and I. Oh, you hear what I said? He prays to his Lord too. Everything Allah asks of this world as a jinn, he does. So what makes him? What makes him so evil to us? You know, you sisters, think about it. You sisters, and I'm using sisters because it will magnify what I'm saying. You, some of you, consciously don't like the next woman. Consciously. More than your conscience, some of you hate the next woman unconsciously. You can tell in your actions and your deeds. Jealous of that female. Don't let her. Well, we use the word in the LSR, marry. Don't let her marry your same man. Oh, my God, you out your mind. So what happens in Christianity and in what you call El-Islam? In Christianity, they drink. Now, do they drink in El-Islam? Sure. But I want to just prove a point. In Christianity, they drink, they get high, and they freak. In El-Islam, that those who say they're in, they get high, they drink, and they fornicate and commit adultery. But the same books say the same thing. Your morals is what God gave you. You lost them. But yet you following your religion as a Christian and as a Muslim. Both of y'all Muslims, one in Christianity, one in Islam. So you lose what Allah is saying to you during this holy month to get it back. Come back to your al-fitra. So this fasting is for you. You say it's for Allah. Allah don't need you to fast for him. Allah don't need you to take care of yourself for him. You have to take care of yourself for yourself, and then he will reward you because of your good deeds and your good actions. So y'all don't like one another. Oh, Satan don't like you because he knows you like that. And he's trying to prove to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's trying to prove to Allah that you are not what God has created you to be. The only time, this is amazing, the only time that Satan backs off is during the holy month of Ramadan. And we have said that chains are on Satan. Why? Because you're coming back to your original self. But when the month of Ramadan is over with, oh, my God, free fall. You just go right back to where you was before. You ever see, and you can't see this, so I'm giving it to you in an intellectual way. When you gain weight, you stretch that elastic band. Let's use that. That's common sense. Your body is out of proportion. And it's so used to being out of proportion, you said, my God, I don't like what I see. So what do? You lose that weight. And you build up your muscles. Oh, as you trim, brother. You look strong and healthy. And the same way with you, sister. Oh, those curves come back. Everything is in proportion. People love the way you look. But that hunger for being out there, that Lasky fan don't like it being not stretched and out of proportion. So what happens? It might take you 2 years, but it take you 6 months to go right back where you were. Your physical body. Ooh, you blew up again. Life, you come bigger than you was before, and you so out of touch. Or, I'm not fat. I'm training. Yes, you training. And you so out of touch, my sister, you ain't heavy. You don't feel like you heavy. Well, that's the same way with your understanding. You get in shape during the holy month of Ramadan, and then you revert right back who you really are. It's a shame, but it's the truth. And this broadcast is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Bernard Speaks. And we come to you 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year, and we try to enlighten you. You see, when I speak in English. And you may hear me say a few Arabic words, but I speak in English because I want you to get the point. Allah has blessed me to get the connect the dot, so I try to give it to you in plain English. And maybe, inshallah, you too will come back to your little fitra and you will study the Holy Quran more than just in the holy month of Ramadan. We say with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the praise and the thanks is for Allah. We thank him for the gift and the blessings of the mortal human person, Muhammad, the honorable and noble servant and messenger of God, who follows that salute and that salutation of that part of the Holy Quran that teaches us that Muhammad the Prophet is the seal of the Prophet. That is mentioned in the Bible as it is given in the Holy Quran. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. We say Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam wa salatu alayhi kareem. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sadaqallah wa deen. Brothers and sisters, we want to cut our time because of the month of Ramadan. And the month of Ramadan comes in all four seasons. We don't have a certain time we go by Allah's clock, not man's clock. So it might be in the fall, and might come in the spring, and it could come in the summer, and it could come in the winter time. But it will always be the ninth month. And then, of course, we do Eve, when the 30 days of fasting is over. And then we get prepared for Hajj, which is 3 months later. And that is the creation one. One day I'll teach you why it's nine, et cetera. But that's the month where the Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, revelation came to him. They say, in the beginning of time, it was dark, and then came the light. But no man, no scientist can tell you when the beginning of time. Allah has no time, not by the clock of man. But he does have a time, if you can understand. When you come into the knowledge, that's what I'm giving you. If you come into that knowledge, that's your beginning. Yes, that's so. Because why? You're coming into the light of understanding intellectually, and because of that, that's your beginning. But there's no ending. Why? Because you evolve. You evolve out of this temporary world, and you go into paradise, and you will evolve there, and you will continue to evolve. There's no ending in Allah's words, wisdom, and knowledge that he obtained to give to us. He leaves nothing from what he gives to us. He gives it to us for us to study and to be able to be that upright human being that you say you are. We have to understand, brothers and sisters, that we African Americans have been given a gift because the hell we in this society, we as the offsprings of our mother and father, but the hell they went through was severe to order for us to be who we are today. We deserve it. We earned it. But the problem we have, Satan has penetrated and has stopped us because he knows that one day you will be ruling society. One day you might be the president of the United States. And allow me to say that since I brought it up, is that in El Islam, we're supposed to be a part of anything that we can help halal. Yes, where there's wrong, we're supposed to make it right. And so if you're not going out and being a part of politics, well, you care nothing about your future. That's not El Islam. You need to go and study it for yourself and stop having people to tell you what you should and what you shouldn't have. It's amazing to me that all those countries we talk about, the Islamic country, there's no dictatorship. There's only rich or poor. There's no democracy whatsoever. So either you are part of the royal family or you're just another person. But here in America, sure, you have rich people. You have people that does not have anything. And most of the time, those are people that don't want to get up to get anything. But it proves to us that a foreigner could come in this country with nothing, don't even speak the English language, but yet given 5 years, he's speaking like you are. But more important, he uses his natural ability to be entrepreneur. So he mostly worked for himself, and they work together collectively, and look what they build. They build their own schools, their own restaurants, and et cetera. Now, they got competition amongst themselves. Just think about it. They got competition amongst themselves. So they said, well, we're going to go where you're not going. Where? Let's go in the city. So you got the Asians that come in the cities. You got the Arabs that come in the cities. You got men and women from all parts of the life comes into our neighborhood and give us the simple things, which is called food, clothing, and shelter. You got to have it. You have to have it to order to survive. So they smart. So they get amongst us. They learn us. They learn our ways. And before you know it, they're selling us everything we want. You go downtown. At one time, yes, the Italians was downtown, but the Italians knew that we loved to dress. So they had things downtown because we didn't have money, and we buy things that we love to buy. So they made. They don't want to be in Newark no more. Now you go downtown, it's our foreign brothers selling us our shoes, our clothes, our. They don't even wear that stuff, but they sell it to you. And then all the restaurants is them, not us. And the supermarket is them, it's not us. Matter of fact, they got so good, they sell your bean pie, your bean soup, and anything else you want to call. All you got to do is let them see it. They would duplicate it and then sell it back to you. Isn't that amazing? But they don't socialize with you. Or they give you the greetings when you come in their store, and they'll make you feel good because you know how we like to feel good. So they'll make you feel good, brothers and sisters. But isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Just look around you. They are not in your masjid. And if they're in your masjid, you will unintelligently say, oh, he's teaching to the foreigners. Oh, my God. This is stupidity. He's teaching to the foreigners. Well, the foreigners don't want to be with you, but there are some that come because they like what you say. Now you got so hooked on yourself, you want to say what they say. Nobody likes a common copy. You don't want to see yourself. It's like a female and their son walking around trying to be just like them. Yes, that's a good, exact example you should see. You want your child to switch and wear a dress? It looks funny, don't you? Well, it looks surely funny when you want to look like them, dress like them, talk like them, be like them, and don't even associate with the people that you should be associating with. Isn't that amazing, brothers and sisters? That's amazing. They are always one step ahead of us. Yes, because why? They watch the man, the powers of be, that uses the only teeth, the ones that's wise amongst us. I don't care who you are. We're all Muslim by nature, so that makes us the same. But I'm talking about they find one that's your imam, and they think he's wise, and he thinks he's wise, but they're using him, and they give him power. Why? Because they're the powers of be. So they only give them things that they can pick up because they're wise, you're not wise. And so now you wonder why they're losing this and losing that, because they gave up on them. Like ancient Egypt, the things that they do in Egypt, they believe that they are the intelligent minds above all and everyone on the planet, Egypt. Can you imagine that? Now go study Egypt. But go study the things that happened there in Egypt that kind of mess you up and anybody else up. Ask Moses. Go read about Moses, what happened in Egypt. How about Joseph? Read about Joseph, what happened in Egypt. But these are highfalutin people. These Egypt thought they was gods. Matter of fact, they show you that they didn't get above their physical specimen as a human being. They want to be animal. Isn't that something? They dress, they wear helmets like animals. They want to be a lion, a tiger. They want to be so many things, but they don't know that they should be what God created you to be, and that's the Khalifa. And the Khalifa doesn't rule and dictate and abuse and steal your messages, steal your money. That's not a Khalifa. Impossible. And some people have problems. Yep, we have problems. We have problems in realizing that we are being used, and those are the people that's over top of us. Some people is intelligent but have a problem. Some have a social problem. You do not want to socialize with others. That is not the religion. Not the religion of Islam. That's not the religion that you don't want to associate with other Muslims, other believers, because the color of their skin. Yes! Yes! Don't say is it. It's what's going on. The color of one's skin. This is how they go back to the physical idol gods. You do not only avoid food. You avoid foolish things. That is better for you. Food and drink. Yes, but in order to fulfill your soul, you got to avoid foolish things, especially during the holy month of Ramadan. It's vulgar things that we do and dancing. You don't dance during the holy month of Ramadan, brothers and sisters. Don't party during the month of Ramadan. Be an upright human being. Don't dislike your sister during the month of Ramadan. Don't say that you follow the Holy Quran, but you take pages out that doesn't fit you. That's not Islam. No, it's not. You should want to be clean, clean in your thoughts, clean in your spirit, clean in the, that's what you want to do during the month of Ramadan. You want to come back to the al-fitr, the nature, which Allah has created you. And if you're consistent with that, even doing Juma prayer. You should do it all year, but you should practice that. That sure the man might say something is a joke. But it's a sense of humor, I call it. It's not a joke, it's a sense of humor. But you should refrain from laughing. Refrain from giggling. Refrain from just doing something out loud. Yes, practice that. Actually, it should not be during Juma at any time. So we can practice that now. Juma is not for us to give the brother accolades during the time he's teaching. I know we used to doing it, but if we practice during the Holy Month of Ramadan, maybe five Ramadans from now, you won't do it. You won't have these problems because it is serious. Juma is a serious. If you don't even know, you would rush to Juma, so that's serious. But this is the Holy Month. But the Holy Month is for every individual. Don't mistreat your husband. And brother, don't mistreat your wife. During the Holy Month of Ramadan, practice to be kind. Sure, they get on our nerves. You get on their nerves. But if y'all would practice and restrain what you say to each other, you'll be married forever. And sister, listen, I'm not here to push bigamy. It's a sin, far as they are concerned, not for Allah. Not for Allah. There's no mistake in the Holy Quran. So whoever are able to do it, Allah gave it to you. But you can understand the dope dealer. Why? Because he brings you money. And he gives you nice things. So you forget that that dope is killing your people. You forget that our children come out of crack addicts. You forget that, huh? You forget he whoops her tail because he don't have the money to pay her for the drugs he gave to her. So you take that. But let a righteous man come home with a wife and say, darling, I got another wife. Oh, you go crazy. You got your mind. Now you see the difference. Something is confusing. You know that man is no good. But because he can sex you good, then you accept that. See, during the Holy Month of Ramadan, now all that's got to be cut out. And you got to cut out the TV. The TV, the radio, the noise, the music, all of that distract you. If you don't do it during the month of Ramadan, you do it. And I was talking to my sister. I love talking to her. She's very bright. But she went in seclusion, and I couldn't hear from her. I don't know what brought her out, but she's out. And she's talking. I was telling my brother, I said, you know, I was talking to your sister, and we had a conversation. She said something, but she didn't connect the dot as far as I was concerned. So I told her such and such and such and such. He said, she hung up on you, didn't she? I said, no, she didn't. She didn't hang up? Oh, that's what she used to do. But Allah blessed her to evolve. You see, so don't tell me you can't change. Old dogs, you can't trick. How they say it? You can't teach a dog new tricks, an old dog. Old dog. Well, one, you're not old. Your nature never gets old. That physical body does, but that nature doesn't die. Why? It stays youthful. It's God's creation. It's only temporarily to house those bones and everything internally. That's all it does. So, yes, it gives the earth. And Allah brings it right back to the earth. But your nature don't go nowhere. It evolves. It's that intellectual mind that's going to be judged because he gave you the right to be over top of it. So get that straight. So you're evolving. The mind evolves. And the mind can go back to where it used to be in this world, which is temporarily. And that's what happens. So you become evil, stubborn, and you don't want to see the man lead because they taught you you should lead the man. So you have these problems at home. Oh, don't think it's no problem. You know, take your plate off the table. Now, that's okay if they tired. And that's okay if they don't want because they don't want to do nothing for you. Psychologically, Satan tells them, oh, don't do that. He's got you wrapped around his finger. Isn't that amazing? But then he can make good love to you, and, oh, my God, he can wrap you around your finger. But here you in your right, supposed to be in your right state of mind, and you thinking about all the things that is negative. No, that's why Allah says during this holy month,
You prepare for the year, not for just this month. You prepare for the year, get rid of, you know, they do that. The new year comes, and this ain't Allah's year, but the new year comes in for man, and they make oaths to themselves. I am not going to chew gum this year. Isn't that something? I'm going to lose 20 pounds this year. Isn't that something? I'm going to give more money to charity this year. Isn't that something? All of a sudden now, you're making a commitment, and 90 of them don't stick to it. But that's your new resolution. You go, I'm going to submit that I'm not going to do this year. Well, during the holy month of Ramadan, is God created it for us, not man. Don't you understand? I'll say it again. God created it for us. He knows what we need. So who is that Satan, that jinn that's in you? He can't bother you this month. Because this month, your conscience is saying, I'm not going out and shake my butt. I'm not going to go out half naked. I'm not going out and screw a man that's not my husband. I'm not going to go out and I got friends now. All of a sudden, we got friends. Let me see. We got friends. We got acquaintances. We have what they call significant others. We got boyfriends. We got girlfriends. Those exist in the holy month, and it doesn't exist in the rest of part of the year. If you get it, I hope you have. This is the month of Ramadan that trains us to be as decent and upright that we should be for the rest of the year. These are the things you should know. It will allow you to be able to survive during this month. So no entertainment, no vocal dancing and partying and trying to do all the things you are not to do. We don't want that. We shouldn't have that. Not during the holy month of Ramadan. So yes, you pray. You should. You pray for purity. Yes, you should love God. You should know your Lord. And you should be able to understand that this is for your soul. This is for your soul, brothers and sisters. This is for you to be all that you can be. Yes. We was created clay. You know what clay is? Not water. No. Water is something that allows you to be able to understand it. Physical. It's sentimental of our life. That's what water is. Water is symbolic of our life. The nature of our life, when you touch it, it will react. If you throw a rock into the water, you'll see ripples. It will see a reaction. Do you understand that? So we're not made of water. That's the physical. You can drop a little salt, a little pinch of salt or sugar, a little sugar in the water, and you'll see a reaction. So we're not made of water, no. But in order to teach that, water is clay. We are molded and shaped by clay. So it's not the water. So what Allah is saying to you, see the physical? The physical comes and it goes swift. It moves swiftly. So it's like your emotions. It comes and it goes. But what Allah is asking you to do is I created you intelligently. I gave you an intellectual mind. And I put that intellectual mind over top of humanity. Humanity, brothers and sisters. So if you over top of humanity, now you understand why. Why do the Satan doesn't like you? Did you ever understand that? You give so much to Satan, and you do so much, but you don't understand Satan is the one that's trying to show Allah that you're not worthy. So people have a problem, and they're social life. And they don't want to socialize with other people. Some believe it is intelligently. So we have a problem with our intelligence. And some have a major problem with their social life. And they don't want to be associated with you. When Allah says that we should associate with other people, that's in our religion. Yes, in our religion of Islam. Did you not know that, brothers and sisters? I don't think so. That is not the prophet teaching. Surely that is not with Allah's creation. He created us all to be human beings. To be human beings. And not to ignore one another. But we do. That's what Allah created us for. Because also if God wanted for us to have a social life, we should be around others, people. You know, my wife would say all the time, well, let's go and do this. Let's go and do that. Let's go to this masjid. Let's go, because it's a natural thing in your soul to want to be associated with people. We should surround ourselves with each other. But most of us does not do that. They don't have the intelligence. They don't want to be around you because they think they're better than you. And that's why they go off to themselves. And you can't judge them by the color of their skin, because they all do it. Most of the foreigners do it. They believe other people have a problem. But when you come around other people, you don't make yourself feel good about yourself, especially during the holy month of Ramadan. It gives you the willpower. Yes. It allows you to have advancement. Yes. God gives us a community for our life. What do you think he meant when he said, God said, you are the best community brought out for all people. What is being brought out, brothers and sisters? Did you ever think about that? What is bringing out? You can also bring out the infrastructure that you have. Not this world. Yes, you have to live in this world. Allah said, get a piece of this dunya. That's this world. But don't sell your soul for it. And it disturbs me, it bothers me, that you sit and listen to stupidity. You know, I said it before, I'm going to reiterate. In Britain, they went up on the gas. I just heard today a guy bought an automobile and the gas is $5 a gallon. He said on his car, he had to pull it up every day. He said he's parking that car and bring it out. He said, that car. Well, in Britain, a million cars. I don't know how it caught on. They won't let you know about it. You see, if you don't read or you don't listen to the right stations, you'll never get it. But a million stopped in Britain. I say a million. It could, if it was 100,000, it looks like a million. Everybody parked their cars on the highways, the byways, and the city, and shut the whole city down. That means the gas stations, people can't make no money. The gas dropped. If we did that in America, our gas would be $1.98. Why? Because you shut them down. but we can't do that. So we don't need, just think about it. Let me tell those in El Islam that we know that they mistreat the people. So the university, it's about 10 million. So say we did it. We did it with God's name. Shut it down. It's material. Shut it down. Don't drive it. They said, why? Where's the people? All the gas stations in your city. They put the gas station in the inner city. No white folks come in our city at night. No, they do not. They got highways to get out of here before the sun goes down. That's what they build, those highways. You think it's for you. They got them out of there, out of North, out of Irvington. Shut them down. Don't go to none of the gas stations and see if they will survive. Now they want to know what happened. Man, we ain't paying that gas. Take that somewhere else. But you can go up in that neighborhood and their gas is cheaper because they know them Jews will do that. Those Italians will do that. Those Irishmen will do that. But not in the black neighborhood. Brother, I'm talking to you, you used to be gangsters. It's all right, you was gangsters. Don't feel bad. Some of y'all just come home from prison. Don't feel bad. You was out of your mind. You was physical. Didn't I just say, I reiterate, Allah's not physical, but you was physical. It was the best thing you knew is to be physical. 20 years, 30 years. So let's come together now in your intellectual mind. And we can shut down every business in Newark, except the black man. He got to survive. I'm talking about everyone that's a foreigner. Shut it down. But send a negotiator. See, I'm a negotiator. But you don't have to send me. Send someone on the job learning. I got a track record. So I'm going with you to negotiate. I say, hey, partner. Did you get it? Hey, partner. You want your business back, partner? What do you mean? We partners, man. And you come back. We're going to make money. You're not taking all this money out of this city. Now, you got a choice. Go elsewhere. Because if you go elsewhere, buy the business since he built it. But I don't want to kick him out. Why you won't kick him out, Mara? Because he learned how to be an entrepreneur in his country. He can teach it to you, brother. So what is your strength? Everybody. Not only did he bring back the people he had, but we triple it. We advocate it. We promote it. Because why? We're partners. That's every one of them. I don't care if it's a sneaker store. I don't care if it's a jewelry store. I don't care if sisters are getting your nails done. And our neighborhood partners. If not, go elsewhere. That's it. They can't go elsewhere. Didn't I just tell you they in their own city? They can't go back to where they can't go back where the brothers from can't come in your neighborhood because they're not coming. Most of them are not coming. I give credit to Bruce Lee. I'm just being a little facetious. I give credit to Bruce Lee because Bruce Lee, we love them. Karate, oh, my God, we want to fight like Bruce Lee. So Bruce Lee comes in and clean our clothes. We don't bother with him. He know karate. Chinese food, he know karate. Mexican, I don't know why. Well, he looked like us, so I guess we like his food, too. But what I'm saying to you, this is simple math. And when a mayor is not doing right, it's okay, brother, man. We won't hurt you. But we'll see you in 4 years. You're one-term mayor. You got so big, you grew up amongst us. We was there when your daddy was there. We was there years ago.
the Muslims in El-Islam today who, brothers, to make sure we have a better way. And you want to turn your back on them. Well, they did the time, but they intelligent, those who went in that library and read. Very intelligent young men. I say young. You say, well, that brother's 70 years old, not in his nature. And he has came to the second level, the two mercy, al-Islam. There's two mercy in the Holy Quran, al-Rahman al-Rahim. And the first mercy Allah is talking about is the physical. And if I can get you out of that physical, or what Allah is saying in the Holy Quran, and you read it in the inner nature, the inner soul, you can't lock up the spirit. They might have been in that prison. They might have been in that hole for 30-some years, but their spirit went outside that wall. And they knew there was a future, but couldn't contain it in the sense of the word what it all meant. So, therefore, that jinn, you think is a physical man walking around. When we was young, we thought he had horns and a pitchfork, and he was in the earth with fire. And yet the earth gives us everything. You come from the earth, so he can't be in there. But where is that jinn? Well, if you look at him as being physical, you got a problem. But that jinn is in you. And that jinn is there to test you from the grave, pardon me, from the womb to your grave, that jinn. And we got now brothers teaching that make his coffin and his earth wider. It's so spookism is unbelievable. It's really idol gods. Idol gods. And now you got our undertakers teaching the same thing. And you wonder why you in slavery. Brother, nothing in that grave is coming back. Nobody's going to question you in the grave. I mean, it's so stupidity that you loathe God. You know what? Let me say this, because I get off the air because I want to break my fast. But let me say this. Allow me to say this. Allah said he needs nothing from his creation, so you fasten for God. No, you're not. You fasten for yourself. As you get out, I hope you have. Now, allow me to say this. You don't die. You evolve. So where is you dead at? Where are you dead? The earth was dead before Allah brought it to life. It was dead. So when you was clay, you was dead. First comes death, then comes life. Now they want to put you back in death. Isn't that something? Allah makes it light, but man puts it back into death. Now you know you got to be out your mind, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah don't kill nothing that he creates. That's perfect. And you was the perfect as you're going to get. However, he told Muhammad, the prophet, prayers, peace, mind, let you know that his uswa, his nature, is yours. That's all you see is his nature. Tell him, Muhammad, what I said. That's who's talking to you. So I'm here to tell you, get out of that physical about a grave got to be, I pray that his grave is wider. Why don't you pray that his heart is wide? Oh, you go for that one. How big Allah stretched the prophet's heart. He loves all humanity, but you don't want to love all humanity. Because why? In your mind, you believe you cannot. Well, he told you, I gave you an example, fool. If you are an example, why don't you love all humanity? But you don't. You don't even love your brother that looks like you. I've heard men say, I will never marry a Christian. Why? Because he's a Christian. No, he said, no. He's a Christian in his intellectual mind. How could you use those words, Christian? That's a religion. Anybody ask you to marry some religion? But I'll tell you what. If, in fact, you was on the island and there was no sisters that say they were in Islam, but guess what?
all the Muslim sisters that's on the rock is married. So you're not married. So you judge those other women, you judge those other women as Christians. So that means you don't get married. And you're not going to make any children. And you're not going to have sex unless you like to commit adultery and like to commit fornication. But no, you just righteous Muslim, so you're not going to do that. But you're not going to marry none of those sisters because they're Christian. Well, you're a fool. You're a fool, brother. Because if you study Muhammad, the Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he married a Christian. If you study the Uswa of Muhammad, the Prophet, he married a Jew. This is all someone's idea to turn us around so we don't reap the benefit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, and that is to be a free spirit. So those women go through the same menstrual that the other women, and have nothing to do with religion. Those women give birth to every human being that comes into this world, including the prophets, including the giants. Whether you're rich, tall, short, you had to come through that tunnel. So where's Islam? Where's Christianity? Where's Judaism? You can't put no title on Allah's creation. He gave the man permission, but you cannot take that nature and call it a Christian. You cannot take that nature and call it Judaism, Buddhism. She's a female, fool. And if she's a female, you should love her for her creation. And this is the myth that is going on. And guess what? The president is not doing it. He don't even know that kind of knowledge of Islam. We doing it. We got certain masjids. Masjids supposed to be outside your house. You should be able to walk to Juma. But we building them so far and so built a masjid on the mountain. Angels say, why you build away up there? And come to the conclusion because he didn't want you to come up there. No, because he built right in the neighborhood. I give credit to Nia. That's where he built this, right in the neighborhood. The problem is he put up walls and a fort and closed out the community. We are one community, the best community. So why are we closing them all out so they can't get in? You know, brothers and sisters, I can talk for another 25, 30 minutes. I'm going to break my fast. Now, my time, I paid to be on the air for the last 4 years for 2 hours. But during the holy month of Ramadan, I want to break my fast with the 1,500,000,000 Muslims around the world. Now, they have different times, but we all going to do the same thing. So I thank you for listening. And as tomorrow, you will have Imam Eliyahu Bey, and you will have our beautiful sister, Michelle Muhammad, and they will be on with you. And you will hear more about the Holy Quran and Ramadan and a female telling you about the way of life out of the eyesight of a female. I listen to her do my show Saturday. I want to thank her for doing so. But I give her credit. She had the babies on. That was more than her whole talk. And she was talking to her grandchild. Say Assalamu Alaikum. Say Ramadan Mubarak. And brother and sister, it might not made you feel good. It made me feel good. Because if we teach them early, they don't have to go through what we went through. So I liked it. You all out there, if you have any sensitivity, you would have loved it too. So they'll be on tomorrow.
If I say anything that hurts you, that's not my intention. May Allah forgive me. If I say anything that was incorrect, I'm human, I make mistakes, but I'm quite sure you got the point. But if I say anything to allow you to come back to your al-fitr, stand up in your nature, stand up in your spirit, in your soul, stand up in your consciousness, your taqwa, your obedience to God, don't give me that credit. Give that credit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glorify his name. Highly glorify his name. I give you the greetings from our Father Adam to our Father of the intellectual mind and of all nature, Abraham, and from Jesus Christ, our brother, to Muhammad, the prophet, prayers, peace be upon him, our brother, perfect example, gift to all humanity, to the words from Allah, from the Holy Quran, man can't take credit for this, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, thank you for listening.